Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Didn't see one.
I don't have anything for a secondary at this time.
Did we mention Seabrook?
Should be one for metal culverts also for a secondary. I'll get with Nikki on that.
Did we, when we made the motion, I don't know that we awarded a secondary, did we?
I wasn't here that day. I don't
think we did.
I didn't know a secondary was even mentioned at the time.
It wasn't.
I think it was just, that's who you guys recommended, so that's what we did.
Yeah.
So if we need to award a secondary, you may go get with Nikki and find out.
Yeah.
Our next order of business, we have the MOA Memorandum of Understanding for Joint Applicants, file number 24-035.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I got that today.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm thinking about 6:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm.
And with us this morning, we have Ms. Tammy Hagler from our 911. And, sir, remind me your name.
Keith Kennard.
Keith Kennard.
Yes, sir.
And you're with Stone County?
Stone County Emergency Services Executive Director.
Thanks, sir. So there were some issues spelled out by our attorney, Mr. Elliott, in a prior letter, and then a statement we received this morning. There were still some of those concerns with the agreement. Mm-hmm. And you were made aware of those last week, Ms. Hagler?
Correct.
Okay.
The one of the issues, I believe, the new revised MOU should take care of. Branson Police Department, I didn't know that they were going through their own legal department, and they signed their own, and then Taney County Ambulance went through their own legal department and they signed their own. So that should take care of one portion of his questions for you signing only the one for Taney County 911, which would entail the sheriff's piece out.
Correct, but not all the other entities that are part of the MOA, correct? Dade and...
Well, basically the each signature just involves their intent to collect the ARPA funds from the state, from the 911, Missouri 911 Service Board. So really all this is not a contract, it's just intent to go in with this project of collecting the funds, and then it would go out to each of those agencies, and that's why each agency was in the MOU. Go ahead. Anything you want to
If you don't mind, let me interject just a minute here. So it's a little bit different, obviously, with the ARPA funds, this cycle for a grant. Those funds are actually not going to be coming to the entities themselves. They're going to be going directly through a portal from the state board 911 state funds over to the vendor, which in this case is going to be AT&T. So there's one way, if we are awarded that grant, then those funds will, they don't actually come to the entity, they go directly to the vendor. And so that's to cut out some of that, you know, if we don't spend the money the way, right way and so forth, a lot of documentation that's involved in that. And so a little bit different setup this time around than we've had in the years past when we had the CARES grants and so forth. And so it's a little bit, there's a lot more to this. Now, the MOU is obviously, it's only an intent. It is not a contract with the vendor or the state. Basically, what they wanted, the state board, is they wanted this MOU, this intent from all of the parties that are applying for this grant, me being the project manager for, just the head person, contact person, to have those documents for the grants to be reviewed by the state board 911 service. And so that is in its process right now. And now, of course, there's three review steps that's involved in that. And so we won't know until we're awarded for probably a couple more months. And, of course, this is for the core services. And I hope that you were kind of given it a basic of what core services is. It's separate from what the call handling system that we're currently involved with as a group. This is one of the first ones in the state of Missouri. And of course, this, as in that, core services is also one of the first ones in the state. There are several that are on the horizon that are coming up, like in Kansas City and St. Louis and some other areas. So we're getting in front of it, obviously, to bring the 911 system in the state of Missouri up to standards for our next generation. And currently, we're still having a lot of money being spent for our group over there at the Mark Twain, what they call the Mark Twain Group, which actually has no 911 service at all. And so we're trying to bring them up to speed first. So that's where that funds are being allocated towards that. And then they're going to be allocated towards these projects that we're proposing. So just to kind of give you a brief history of what's going on with these ARPA funds in the state.
So I have two questions. One, is there a time constraint? Is there a time constraint on it? And if so, what is that time constraint?
Yes, sir. There is a time constraint because of where we are. The applications had to be in by a certain date. They're being reviewed at this point in time. If we're not in that review process, then we'll be set back. They will not let us back in line. And so it's all about first come, first serve on the money, because there's limited funds that's been allocated from ARPA to the state. Now, the state is working on trying to get some more money for everybody else, but right now we're quite limited. And because we are consolidated, what the MOA group has done with all of the PSAPs, we've reduced a lot of cost to the taxpayers. And so this is something that the state really wants to happen, because if we can do it, then they want other PSAPs to do this as well, the consolidation, so that maybe hopefully one day down the road, we may have a state ESINET system like what Arkansas has. And so that's all, they're next gen. And so that's where we want to be. Time constraint is that if we have to have this in ASAP, this memorandum of understanding, it is only an intent. This is not a contract with anybody. It's just an intent that
we understand, but we still have, council still has concerns, so therefore we take those concerns very seriously.
Yes, sir.
Regardless of what it is.
Yes,
we're still signing something.
I understand.
So you say there's applications. Has it already been turned in or no?
Yes, it has. It has been turned in. They opened the portal.
The application was turned in representing what, the MOA?
Yes, sir.
And so has everybody else signed it?
Yes, sir.
And then, so if the application's already been turned in, are we still a part of it, just hasn't signed the memorandum of understanding yet?
That is correct.
And where are they at in the application process or in the awarding process, or do you know?
So that's what I'm waiting on right now, is the reviewer has opened the portal, because I asked them to open the portal to get my last MOU, which would be Taney County.
And understanding that every other county and entity that's involved in has signed the applications there, and when the committee that reviews all these applications, it would look bad if Taney County is not the only one that's not got a memorandum of understanding.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
When were they presented this MOU? The other entities?
March 15th. There was preliminary stuff that went out in January, which I noted on your monthly report process that an MOU was coming. And so this is when he said, okay, I'm missing March 15th, I believe, is when he said, I'm missing this. And so then I brought it to you.
Do we have further questions, concerns that we'd like addressed?
On the qualifying 10% match, is that carbine project going to qualify for that?
Yes, sir. That's already been approved by the executive committee there at the state board 911.
And then the five-year plan with the MOA group, with agreement to the continual funding. I know we've said in here that the MOU doesn't attach us to anything, but it kind of does with that, I have a feeling. Attaches after the 5 years. It says, I will note that this is from our attorney. After 5 years, the MOA group agrees to continue funding the ESI net until another source of funding becomes available via state or federal grant.
I'd also like to clarify that, please. And so currently, I'm sure you all have heard the terms camera trunks, our phone system, and how much we pay for all of this with our current provider, telco, if you will, which is having a lot of difficulty, as we all know. Those camera trunks are going to go away. And so we're not going to be paying that money anymore to the telco. And so you'll still have a bill, okay?
But a cost reduction in services.
Yes, sir. So you're going to lose that bill, but of course you'll have a modern bill of next gen with core services. So there will be some funds that will need to be allocated, but we don't know exactly what that number is going to be 5 years from now, because we don't know how much that's going to wind up being.
Or if there's going to be any grants or anything available at that time as well.
That is correct. Yes, sir. And we may be, that's another thing, is what there's a lot of discussion that's going on right now behind the scenes, to where this is actually not just statewide, but this is nationwide. We actually have something going on in D.C. right now that's being co-sponsored by different sides, the Republican and the Democrats, in the House and in the Senate, to where we can allocate more funds, hopefully to where they may be allocated towards a statewide ESINET program, to where their funding will actually be coming from the state to pay for these core services. This is only on the drawing board. Of course, there's nothing been allocated yet, because we've got to wait for the feds to do their thing, and then the state, of course, is going to have to make up their rules and regulations, how that's going to be applied.
When he was talking about the cost reduction, we'll have a cost reduction in our network bill that we pay to Brightspeed, I believe it is, and then we'll have cost reduction to Lumen, which we pay approximately $1,600 a month right now for each PSAP. So we pay for Branson, TCA, and the sheriff on the IP and data. And so we have doubled that in the process of the carbine project, which we'll also roll back to, because we won't need as much for that. We just wanted to make sure we had connection for that. So there's going to be cost differences for those.
Ms. Sagan, I understand that all of our 911 board has been made aware and they have discussed this.
They have not discussed it. I have been making them aware when I make
through
you aware
the email,
of things.
When we get the emails, that was the discussion.
Yes. We've had discussions where the dispatch centers have been on our calls, and dispatch supervisors are always included in all of it too. And so, of them have been included.
So has there been a Is this the revised agreement or memorandum of understanding? Do we know?